let's go down memory lane a little bit here before we look ahead to this weekend specifically, and just maybe some of the memories that stand out for you most of this, the not only the teams and the teammates and the camaraderie you had, Kenneth, but the rabid fan base that is obviously now just kind of boiling again in anticipation for this weekend.
I kind of think that the fan base is always phenomenal because, you know something, it's wonderful that it's packed in that stadium for the games, the sell-out crowds and all this here. But golly, it'd be the same way when you walk in a convenience store. It's crowded. It ain't crowded, but there's a lot of people in there, and they Bills fans. You go in the grocery store, there's the Bills fans in there. Buffalo didn't always have to be in the stadium to cheer on. They cheered on in the grocery stores, in the convenience stores, and all of that. So it was wonderful. You know, it really was, even out in the neighborhood. So they're just outstanding fans. They're outstanding fans. They did it in the bars and the clubs. It was just great. It really was.
Kenneth, it must be hard for the fans now, the fact that, you know, we had Sal Capaccio on and said that the 6,700 fans in the stadium the other day sounded like 67,000, but they're on the road this week, so they don't have, you know, quote, fan support of a full stadium. How different is it going to be trying to get it done on the road and maybe not having as many fans kind of rooting against them or making it difficult for silent count snaps and things like that? Is it a bit of an advantage?
No, I'm gonna tell you what it is. I kind of think that it is now. You're not on the road, but you know what? We're gonna win this because we want to go home to our home team and play a game at home. But if we don't get this right, we don't get this game at home. That's what Jim said, and Jim said that to us. Said, you know, when you're on the road, you know, you don't get this game right on the road, you don't get the game right at home. We want to get home. We want to play at home. We want our fans, and we want to come out there and see them out there tailgating and having a good time.
Speaking with former Bills running back Kenneth Davis. Kenneth, can you find any comparisons, any similarities to any of those great Bills teams and the one that we're currently watching on the field this year? You know, when I think about, you know, the obviously the combination of Diggs and Allen, and I think back to Andre Reed and Jim Kelly and the defense that the Bills have certainly turned around in the second half of the season with some of the young studs defensively. Can you find any comparisons? Do you think that way sometimes when you watch this team?
I think it compares sometimes when you watch it. You know, if you see a guy making an interception or something like that, you think about a Nate Odom, or you see him throw a long touchdown pass, and you think about Jim Kelly and Andre Reed, or you see a great run, and you see about a Thurman Thomas, or you see a great play at center from Ken Hall. You know, it's ironic you said that because that's what I watch. I watch a lot of the offensive linemen, the left tackle, right guard, left guard. I kind of look at a lot of that because I was running back, so I kind of begin to look and see what a hole is there. And you know what? They got some very, very good young men up there in the front right now, and I think they're going to get the job done real well.
Kenneth, do you think, you know, the fact that there's been such a long drought that the current players – I mean, I know they want to win, but they understand what it also means to not just the city, but to guys like yourself, to guys that were there the last time the Bills were in the mix. Do you think that means something to them? And do they like to hear from the older guys saying, hey, man, it's about time. You know, I'm glad you guys are doing this. Let's keep it going.
I enjoy hearing it from the older guys. I enjoy hearing O.J. Simpson tell me, he said, hey, man, whatever you do, always be ready. He said, be ready for you won't have to be able to get ready. He said, so always stay ready for you won't have to be able to get ready. He said, anytime you have to go in the game on Thurman. I think that was some of the things that was there. To hear O.J. talk about that and say all of that, I think that was phenomenal in a lot of ways. It really was. It helped a lot for the players because they thought about it and they saw what was going on and who it was, and with it being O.J. Simpson, you know, it was real cool. It really was.
Speaking with Kenneth Davis, former Bills running back. All right, Kenneth, with no disrespect intended, to the current guys, the Bills running game hasn't necessarily been the greatest. If there's one perhaps minor flaw to this team, Singletary's been okay. Now Moss has been hurt and didn't play last week or wasn't able to finish out, and obviously won't play this weekend as well. If you're the Buffalo Bills, can you commit to throwing the ball 35, 40 plus times and beating the Chiefs? Or do you have to say, no, no matter what our struggles might be, we still have to run the ball?
No, you're going to have to run the ball. And against Kansas City Chiefs, you're going to have to be able to run the football. You know, to the standpoint where you're going to need to burn the clock. You want to get ahead. I don't care if you're ahead by 3 points, 2 points, or 1 point. You're going to have times when you're going to have to burn the clock. And if they can't get to the standpoint where they're going to be able to burn the clock, it's going to be a problem. I always looked at our no-huddle offense that we had in Buffalo. With us running with that no-huddle offense, it was outstanding. It really was. But, we knew what we had to do and what we couldn't do. Jim knew when it was time to slow it down. Let's burn some time on this clock so we can run the ball. So it's going to be real interesting to see how well that they manage the clock.
Kenneth, did you watch the Browns game last week? I'm wondering if the Browns should have gone to the run more in spite of being that close and make Baker Mayfield playing well. When do you not abandon the run, or when do you give it up against a team like Kansas City?
I don't think that you ever abandon the run. I don't think it's something that you have to be able to do, because for one thing, when you start abandoning the run, everybody begins knowing what it is that you're getting ready to do. And I think that also with abandoning the run, it does something more for the offensive line. You got to understand, we had guys like Ken Hall and them that was downfield blocking. You know what I'm saying? They downfield blocking, in a pass, or they downfield blocking in a run play. Something you gotta be able to continually have them to move all the way around in both sections, forward the run and forward the pass. And the quarterback got to know when the right time to make it the run and the right time when to make it the pass. I think that's what made Jim Kelly so good when we was playing, that he knew when we need to run the football and he knew when we need to throw the ball. I think that's very important.
All right, Kenneth, I'm going to ask this question only because you said earlier you think the Bills are getting it done and they're beating the Chiefs, because normally I wouldn't pull out the crystal ball here and ask about the next game. But, man, I'll tell you, as a Bills fan, I'm sitting here thinking, if they make it to the Super Bowl, if they can actually beat the Chiefs, I'm going to be so unbelievably excited and jacked up for that game. But I got to tell you, Kenneth, I am not loving the idea of possibly seeing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. They finally got him out of the division, and they could potentially see him in the Super Bowl. What do you think shakes down this weekend with both games?
I kind of think that with Tom Brady, you're talking about him changing up and being in the Super Bowl. I think that no matter what, I think that it is Buffalo Bills' time, and it's their time to win the Super Bowl. And I kind of feel that this is the one that they meant to have. So many people got so much against them, so much this and so much that, so much this and this and that's against them. It's to the standpoint where no. They're the guys on the right path. They're doing all the things correctly, and I think they're going to be fine.